USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The likelihood of a government shutdown is growing. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. In the meantime, the White House is accusing House Republicans of reneging on a previously agreed-to bipartisan government funding deal.
House Republicans are refusing to live up to their end of the bargain. They have turned their back on the deal. They are on an island entirely by themselves and entirely of their own making. Their chaos and their chaos alone is now threatening to push us into a shutdown.
Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, reminded of the accord made between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy in May. The news of California Senator Dianne Feinstein's death hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for 30 years. The United Auto Workers set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain made that announcement today, saying that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant near Lansing and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will be walking off the job. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. According to updated information, individuals who earned over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement, or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In a significant development, Las Vegas police have arrested Dwayne Keefe D. Davis in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keefe Davis, a.k.a. Keefe D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said Davis was arrested this morning, the arrest following a July search of Davis' residence. Shakur passed away 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. An Instagram video is now prompting a welfare check.
Police felt it necessary to check on Britney Spears' well-being Wednesday after the pop star shared a video of herself dancing with knives. Spears twirled around in her Southern California home holding two large knives while wearing a crop top and bikini bottoms. But the Ventura County Sheriff's Department did do a welfare check and decided she was not in any danger physically or emotionally. I'm Corey Myers.
Tomorrow night in Las Vegas, Canelo Alvarez makes his ring comeback. The reigning undisputed super middleweight champion will risk his belts against the undisputed junior middleweight champion, Jermell Charlo. This marks Canelo's third defense of his four world titles. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his, too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.